You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Dahlia Wax, and you are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I know you have a lot of choices out there, a lot of choices, and I am glad you were here to listen in. Few things we want to talk about. I want to talk about that lady that's stuck on the South Pole. She had a stroke, actually, from what I understand, weeks ago, and she can't get rescued off the South Pole to go get medical care. This kind of rings similar to that lady that had breast cancer, remember, that was treating herself and then finally went into remission, but then she died a couple years ago. So we got to figure out how to get this woman off the South Pole. Also, it looks like bubblegum and sugarless gum could actually hurt your teeth. We need to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about Diet Coke addiction. Some of you are pretty addicted to Diet Coke. We got to get off of that. But I want to get to your emails. We've gotten lots of emails, and I haven't been able to get to all of them, so we're definitely going to hit these emails. But, of course, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. We are live Eastern Time, 9 p.m. to midnight, Pacific Time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., live right now on GCNLive.com. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or if you don't like letters, call in at 1-877-362-3255. And of course, you can reach me by emails at drdahlia.com, which is our website, drdahlia.com, and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. George writes, Doctor, I'm an entertainer, but I'm in between jobs. Lately, I'm in a funk. I'm not depressed, just in a funk. I don't want to do any of my hobbies anymore. I don't want to look for work. I'm afraid if I find a job, I won't want to go to work. I want to avoid medications. What do you suggest? All right. You know, I love the word funk, you know, not because, you know, I dig the whole 70s music and stuff, but, you know, funk is the perfect word for it. It doesn't mean you're, you know, clinically depressed, but you're kind of like, gosh, I just am in a funk. I love that word. I think you couldn't have worded it better. So, you know, here's the thing. A lot of us, we get burned out. And we call it burnout. And I don't know if it's because we get bored with what we do or we lose our mojo or it's, you know, we do the same thing in and out. I mean, you may have a little element of depression because, again, you're in between jobs. You know, and they find people that work seem to be less depressed than those who don't. Although now more and more people are working at jobs that they hate because of the recession. You know, they had to get a job that they disliked and paid them, you know, three times less than what they were making. So that could also add to depression. But, you know, being in between jobs, very scary because, you know, you're living month to month or you're living on unemployment. So, of course, that doesn't help. So my recommendation would be find something. All right. Find something. However, you need to get your mojo back. We need to find something that puts, you know, lights your fire, puts a bounce in your step. If you don't really want the hobbies anymore, you're an entertainer, you're having trouble finding work, then, I mean, you need to actually soul search and just find something that you just dig. And dig, right? Groovy dynamite. All right, sorry, I just love the word funk. Love the word funk, okay? All of us get into a funk. All right, I know the show is going into a funk, isn't it? Hey, my show is dynamite, and it grooves. All right, so, you know, what I tell people to do, and I mean, you know, I actually get this with a lot of mothers who are stay-at-home moms, and they don't know if they want to go to work, they don't think they want to go to work, they know they don't want to stay home with the kid, they don't know what they want to do. I mean, you know, a lot of you that are sitting out there right now listening, you're probably thinking to yourself, there's just nothing that really kind of makes me happy, nothing I really dig, and I don't know what I want to do. Then what I suggest you do is go to like a Target or Walmart or go to like a Michael's, a craft store or a Home Depot, right? Guys love Home Depot. I got to tell you, when I go to Home Depot, and I know I'm a girl, but when I walk into Home Depot and I see the wood and I see the paint and I see the hammers and I see the tools, I just want to build something. All right. Now, true, you can buy a whole bunch of supplies and then not build something. But what I'm getting at is just come up with something different that you don't do. It doesn't have to be, you know, a job where you make money, but do something. Because what's going to happen is when you get into your funk, you're going to sit on the couch and just watch TV or just go on the computer, and you're going to waste hours on the computer, waste hours in front of the TV, and get depressed. You need to feel like you built something. You need to feel like you accomplished something. So, you know, go to Michael's, do a craft, go to Home Depot or Lowe's or one of the hardware shops, work on your car, but it has to be something, but it can't be a chore. It has to be something fun. It has to be something you've always wanted to do. If that's not the case, then go to a music store. Maybe if you have an instrument, you know, play the instrument, maybe go for karaoke. But you see, it's got to be something different. It's got to be something you've never done, because you need to break things up. Another thing I suggest you do is rearrange the furniture in your house. Just rearrange the furniture in the house. Okay? I don't care. I mean, I know it's difficult with the TV and all the wires, but move the couch around, stick a plant somewhere, because you're walking into the same house, you're walking into the same room, and that also puts you into a funk. Change your eating, change your sleeping habits, just throw a monkey wrench into your, you know, funky schedule. And, you have to. And then I want you to think about a job that maybe you thought of never doing, that maybe just different. I mean, maybe close your eyes, okay? And you know, you can have your buddies over, right? Close your eyes and just slam your finger down on the paper, and whatever job that is, you have to call and go on the interview. Now, let's say you're a guy, George, okay? You're a guy, right, George? And let's say the interview is for a go-go dancer. Go to the interview. Why not? Go to the interview. You're going to get out of the house. You're going to say you interviewed for a go-go dancer. Now, maybe they'll have another job for you, or maybe they'll think you're crazy, but you got out of the house and you did something funny. All right? And then if you want to be serious about it, then fine. You can close your eyes, slam your finger on the paper, and then, you know, pick a job that you will go for. But if you keep saying na, 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 and mark things off with a red pen, you're not going to find another job. So, hey, be a go-go dancer, George. I mean it. It's going to be a fun interview. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This cat,
why don't want it? On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You don't like my singing. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so there's a worker at the South Pole still. She's at a South Pole station, and she had a stroke August 27th. Okay, we're talking weeks ago. And she hasn't been able to leave the South Pole because apparently the Antarctica, it's very, very dangerous, weather. Now, remember, in August, it was winter down there. So now they're coming into the spring. But they say, unfortunately, because of the winter weather that they just had, it's been very, very dangerous, and they haven't been able to come in with a rescue flight. She was sitting at her desk August 27th. Her name is Renee Nicole Dossier. She's a writing manager at the Amundsen Scott Research Station at the South Pole. She was sitting at her desk, and all of a sudden the screen, was cut in half, where half the screen was missing. So she basically had a mild stroke. Now, she's been talking to doctors and communicating with them while she's been down there and waiting to leave. She hasn't been able to leave yet after all these weeks. And some of them are thinking, you want to know what? This might not be a stroke. This could be a brain tumor. So, of course, they want to get her off. And unfortunately, she may have to wait till October 17th. That's when the first cargo flight of the spring, remember, it's going to be spring there while it's fall here, is to leave October 16th weather permitting from the South Pole for McMurdo Station on the Antarctic coast. From there, she could then fly to New Zealand for medical attention. Wow. I can't believe that she, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, when you go down to Antarctica, you're going to be there for a while, but I didn't think all these weeks could go by and they can't come and get you. I mean, it must really be rough, but that makes sense because whenever you see Antarctica in the movies, you know, it's always kind of windy and you really can't land a plane in high winds. I thought Antarctica would be like the North Pole. See, the North Pole always looks, you know, come to think of it, think about that. In the movies, the North Pole is always nice because you have Santa Claus up there. You have the pole. You have penguins running around the place. And it's nice, quiet, crisp. The South Pole, Antarctica, is always windy and it looks like a snow desert, kind of tundra-like. Yeah, doesn't it? Isn't that weird? They always make the North Pole look better. Like, if Santa's in the North Pole, who's at the South Pole? Kind of like that. So interesting. I didn't realize how rough weather it is. Now, we remember what happened with Jerry Nielsen Fitzgerald. She was a doctor down there at the South Pole who treated herself for breast cancer. She was stationed at the American Research Station. She was able to get off October 16th, 1999, which was, of course, the earliest they could. See, she's waiting for October 17th. In 1999, Dr. Fitzgerald had breast cancer down there, couldn't leave till October 16th. And she was able to get off and the continent. She actually went into remission, but then she died 10 years later of the recurrence of the breast cancer. They say temperatures must be higher than a minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit for most planes to land at the Amundsen Scott, or the fuel will turn to jelly. That's why, because it's negative. It has to be hotter than negative 50 degrees. Right now, it's still negative 70. Ah, the fuel turns to jelly. Oh, that's not good. Man, I mean, you can get physicals. You can get physicals. When they do a physical, they don't scan your brain for a tumor. And they can't do possibly all the testing and predict that you're going to get a stroke. They probably checked the heart, they probably checked the lungs, they probably, you know, checked her blood levels, and they probably thought she was fine. So, I mean, you know, to be screened for stroke, you'd probably have to make sure your cholesterol is completely clean, your blood pressure is completely clean, your carotid arteries, the arteries going to your neck have to be spotless. You probably have to make sure you don't have any abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation. Have to make sure you don't smoke, any history of blood clots. You know, but then again, think about it. In Antarctica, she's probably not running around and jogging and exercising and doing a lot. She's probably just staying in her station. Oh, crazy. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a good place to be. All right, so in medical news today, they were talking about a sugar-free gum could actually damage the teeth. All right, now, what they think happens is the sugar substitutes used in the gum, even though, you know, people in studies have said, oh, you know, it helps provide, you know, fight tooth decay, they think the xylitol and sorbitol can actually increase the acidity, and that'll erode your dental enamel. Now, I can attest to this because I have chewed sugar-free gum my whole life, and I have hardly no enamel left. Absolutely. It increases the acidity. And so, you know, chewing gum may be a no-no. Now, MSN had a really nice article here on 20 things that could ruin your smile. Now, kind of interesting, right? They included here, like, sports drinks. Apparently, sports drink has acidic components, which could also wear away the tooth's enamel. Oh, by the way, if you have reflux and heartburn, that could also wear down the enamel. That's how we could tell if young girls are bulimic, because we see if the enamel is eroded because they vomited. Or you could also see, you know, tooth marks and stuff on their fingers. They say bottled water, because it doesn't contain fluoride, could actually ruin your teeth. Diabetes can ruin the teeth. We know that. Tobacco, of course. Wine, they say the wine's acidity. Again, it's the acidity can ruin the teeth. Pregnancy, of course. Oh, yeah, pregnancy, your teeth go bad. Diet pills, they say, can ruin the teeth, of course. Grinding the teeth. Now, I do this all the time, all right, especially in my sleep. I think about my day, right? I think about my radio show ratings, and I just start to grind, right? That wears down the teeth. Not good. Not good. Candy. Candy could bother your teeth because, of course, the sugar, and again, creates acids. The acids burn off your teeth enamel. Puberty can mess with your teeth. You get gingivitis, you get gum infections, mouth sores, and a lot of kids in puberty, they still don't brush their teeth. They're so worried about their acne. Dry mouth, when you guys get dry mouth with certain medications, that could also do it. You need the saliva because the saliva washes away the bacteria, and bacteria create acid. So if you have dry mouth, that just is a breeding ground for you to start having problems because you need the saliva to wash away the bacteria. Now, dieting. All right, if you don't get enough folate, B vitamins, protein, calcium, that can also hurt your teeth. It can hurt your gums. So, you know, if you're doing strict dieting and you're only, you know, eating 500 calories a day, not good. Now, it's interesting. They say hot drinks can also mess with the teeth. Again, we don't know if it's the acid or if it's the temperature, but they say it's better to drink water or add milk to your coffee because that would, again, neutralize the acids. They say as you age, it ruins your teeth. We all know that. They say birth control pills. Now remember, birth control pills, they mimic pregnancy. So birth control pills can mess with your teeth. You know, it's interesting. I don't know why it would cause gum inflammation or gingivitis, but it does. And, you know, the pregnancy hormones, weird because you think, you know, your body would like having the hormones, but pregnancy just wreaks havoc. We need to be pregnant because we got to give birth to kids. Otherwise, no one's going to take care of us later. But now, of course, not flossing. A lot of us, we don't dental floss. You need to floss. You know why? You know when I don't dental floss? I dental floss regularly, but you know when I don't dental floss? When something happens and I lose the string. So I have a brand new thing of dental floss, roughly, right? But the string fell and I can't open it up and get my dental floss, so I just give up. That's when I don't dental floss. I get so mad, so mad. All right. Now they say brushing at the wrong time. This is interesting. All right. They say you're supposed to brush after every meal, but they say wait an hour. They say rinse with water after you eat high acidic foods, then wait an hour before reaching for the toothpaste. They say if you brush your teeth right after you drink acidic foods or carbonated drinks, you'll wear off the enamel. They say wait an hour before you brush your teeth. Wow. That I didn't know. That's new. And of course, when you try to whiten your teeth and whiten your teeth, these things can hurt your teeth. My gums get really irritated when I try to whiten my teeth. Sometimes these teeth whiteners, you got to be careful. There's a lot of whitening products out there. But listen, you can only do so much. Whitening products can only do so much. A lot of times your teeth look yellow because you wore down the enamel. Soft drinks, of course, aren't too good. And I don't know if those were the 20 things, but that was a pretty good, from MSN, they did a pretty good job there on things that could ruin your smile. Of course, not smiling ruins your smile. I mean, we want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you eating happy and healthy. Bad breath. We've talked about bad breath. You got to stay away from the acidic foods. You got to brush your teeth. You got to brush your tongue. Stay away from coffee, cheeses, sugary foods, carbonated drinks, because bad breath, people don't like to smile when they have bad breath because they're afraid they're going to breathe on people. And we spent lots of time talking about bad breath. A lot of times we'll, you know, tell people to do mints or sugarless gum, because then it increases the saliva and you wash away the bacteria that cause bad breath. Unfortunately, though, in this particular case, it said you've got to be careful with sugar-free gum because it wears away on your enamel. Now, peppermint has been known. I mean, they were using peppermint, I think, in Roman times for bad breath. Peppermint does really, really well. So you could always try peppermint with bad breath. Okay, when we come back from break, and we're going to be going on break, I want to talk a little bit more about heart disease and restless leg syndrome, increasing blood pressure, and, of course, get to your emails. So don't go away, and please call in with your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals. I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
It is the flu time. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, the flu shot makes me sick. Oh, I don't want to get the flu shot. I don't like shots. It's going to hurt. I mean, come on, guys. Really? Here's the thing. Flu kills people. It kills kids. It kills people. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the flu shots. The flu shot itself shouldn't make you sick. You got the live form, and then you got the attenuated. Well, the live form is the attenuated one, and that's the one that's a nasal spray. It's called the flu mist that you spray in your nose, but then you have the actual flu shot that's an inactivated killed form. You shouldn't get the flu from the flu shot. Now, I do understand some people get a reaction. They can feel ucky. Sometimes you could be vulnerable with your immune system, and then somebody walks by, you get sick, and then you get sick. You know, people say, Dahlia, I got sick after I got the flu shot. It might not have been because of the flu shot, but it might have been, A, you coincidentally got sick because that was the time of year that the kids are back in school, or while your body was starting to mount an immune response to the flu, your, you know, a little bug in the air caught that you were susceptible and jumped on it. So, you know, again, it's tough. You got to be careful. But, I mean, if you can tolerate the flu shot, I want you to tolerate the flu shot. Or I want you to get the flu shot. All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can reach me by email at drdahlia.com, and we're going to get back to some of your emails. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So, you know, they say smokers have heart attacks earlier than non-smokers, okay? This was breaking news this week, where if you're a smoker, you're going to have an heart attack earlier. But, I mean, we are talking, you know, anywhere from months to years. They say male smokers are going to have a heart attack usually 9 years younger than non-smokers, while female smokers were 13 years younger to get a heart attack than, you know, female non-smokers. So let's say your mom had a heart attack in her 60s, and you're a smoker. You could have a heart attack, ladies, in your 40s. All right, you know, same thing with men. So again, you know, we really, really kind of beat up on you guys that smoke, and I understand it's difficult. I understand it's really, really difficult to get off smoking. I couldn't possibly imagine how I would handle a nicotine you know, addiction. And it is, it's very easy to become addicted to these. But unfortunately, I mean, your life comes first. You have to. And, you know, smoking just really hardens those arteries. Now, restless leg syndrome has been linked to blood pressure. We talked about restless leg syndrome on the hour before. Very, very common, where you're lying there in bed and you get the creepy crawlies and you're uncomfortable and it kind of feels like something's crawling on you and you're, you know, could get tingling, et cetera. It's been linked to blood pressure. They say women with restless leg syndrome have more of a chance to have high blood pressure. Now, all of us should be getting our blood pressure checked. We should be religiously getting our blood pressure checked. But, you know, we should also be evaluated if we have restless leg syndrome. You know, a lot of people come in, first time seeing me, saying, I want the medicine for restless leg syndrome. And I'm like, well, you know, we should check your back, we should check your salt, make sure it's not cholesterol medicine making you ache. You know, all this is pretty kind of important stuff. But if any of you suffer from restless leg syndrome, make sure your doctor is watching your blood pressure. And if your blood pressure just barely squeaks by being borderline at the office, there's a chance that you could be spiking, okay? You know, it's interesting. There's a lady, we talked about this earlier in the show, who drinks 7 pints of Diet Coke a day. 7 pints. She has a Diet Coke addiction, which is 14 2-liter bottles a week. She's been doing this for 10 years. She actually packed on about 60 pounds, wasn't feeling really healthy, and the doctor's like, look, you're going to gain weight on diet drinks. We gain weight on diet drinks. Yes, we do. And people don't realize that, but there's been studies that show the aspartame and the saccharin can cause you to still have cravings. So your satiated center in the brain isn't satiated when you get diet drinks and with these artificial sweeteners. So anyway, her doctor got her off the Diet Coke. I mean, 14 2-liter bottles a week. Anyway, got her off Diet Coke. She lost weight. She looks good. I mean, you know, really, are that many of you addicted to Diet Coke? Really? I think it tastes like battery acid. I like Coca-Cola. I love Coca-Cola. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but I love Coca-Cola, but not Diet Coke, people. Really, that's like drinking non-alcoholic beer. Really? Really? I don't understand, guys. I mean, you know, put water in your body. You wouldn't put Diet Coke in your car. You'd put fuel in your car. Well, treat your body just half as good as your car, if you can. All right, the FDA approved a first diabetes cholesterol pill combo. Some of you that have diabetes have been taking Januvia. And then some of you for cholesterol are taking Zocor. Well, now Merck came up and combined both their drugs to have JuvySync. So it's JuvySync. It has Zocor and it has Januvia. So now people that take diabetes medication and cholesterol medicine can take this combo. Honestly, most people with diabetes have high cholesterol. In fact, they've been actually arguing that we need to put anybody with diabetes on a cholesterol medicine. Because if diabetics are more prone to heart attack, then we should have them all on a statin. They were talking about that years ago. And, of course, with Obamacare, I don't think the government really, you know, smiled upon that one. And it started to kind of go out of favor. But a lot of doctors are like, they're right. If I want to prevent a heart attack in my diabetic patient, I'm going to put them on a cholesterol medication and keep the cholesterol as low as possible, even if it's a mild dose. So there's going to be a market for this Januvia-Zocor combo. So good for Merck. Great drug. Hopefully it's not too expensive. Okay, now what's this? A study came out saying women who get mammograms say it gives them a sense of control. Really? 90% of U.S. women believe mammograms are vital to their health and well-being. Good. Thank God. But a sense of control, I don't know who wrote this, but when you have a mammogram done, you aren't controlling nothing. In fact, that controls your boob. You can't move. You cannot move. When they got your boob in a vise, you can't move. And you got to wait for the lady to, you know, because they squash it and squish it and squash it, make it flat as a pancake. I mean, my boobs used to be above the waist. You know, after breastfeeding two kids, they got to bring the machine down to the ground. In fact, I read my mammogram results on air. It's on one of the YouTube videos, my mammogram results. So you guys will be fairly entertained. We'll find out how my mammogram looked. But anyway, mammograms give you a sense of control. Really, really crazy stuff. All right. A New York gentleman, hours after his wedding, died in an ATV accident. He was driving around with his brother, and he's 25 years old, Nicholas Hoag, or Haig, from Wingdale, New York. Basically, they hit a tree. It got flipped. He got pinned, and he died. Apparently, they both were drinking. His wife of 4 or 5 hours, Amber Sartori, 22, they had just been married at the Holy Trinity Roman Catholic Church. And, you know, I got to tell you, this is so tragic. I can't tell you how many ATV accidents, you know, motorcycle accidents, jet ski accidents, you know, I see with young people. And a lot of them don't wear helmets. Even if they wear helmets, a lot of them do it drunk. And it just, it kills me. So many young people are dying. And I just, it just breaks my heart. So, you know, if you have any young ones that like doing that, please smack them upside the head. All right. Also, in medical news, they're talking about peanut allergies. Those of you that have a peanut allergy, this is really cool. What they're able to do is trick your body to not be allergic to the peanut. Okay? So, how they do this is they take your blood cells and they put peanut proteins on the blood cells. Then they inject the blood cells back into you, and your white blood cells, your T lymphocytes, learn to identify the, you know, blood cells that have the proteins. They go, okay, wait a second. This is a blood cell, and it's my blood cell. Don't worry about that protein. Maybe it just needs to be dusted off. And then the T cells don't have this exaggerated effect. Rarely 100 to 200 people die each year from protein allergies and anaphylaxis, which is where you stop breathing. You could die. I mean, people are dying from protein, peanut anaphylaxis. So for them to inject the blood with the protein units on the blood, and then the body decides not to react so violently, you are able to then hopefully, and it's not that people are really dying to have a Snickers bar, it's they want to be able to eat at a restaurant if there's protein, or peanut sauce on there, not die. That's all we want to do. We're trying not to die. That's our goal. So pretty cool stuff. I hope they get on that. All right, when we come back, we're going to be coming up and breaking in a couple minutes. We're going to be hitting your emails. Still a lot more to talk about. I hope we get through it all on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? this is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Dahlia Show, taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahiah.com is my website, and you can email me, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Joe, one of my longtime listeners writes, Dr. Dahlia, I love water. Should I look for water with fluoride, or should I buy it and add the fluoride to the water? Now, you know what I would do, Joe? We were talking about water and fluoride and protecting your teeth. before the break. I would just have a multivitamin, and I know that article about multivitamins scared everybody, but if you have a multivitamin that has fluoride, or if you drink some tap water every now and then, as long as it's clean tap water, you should be able to then get in a fluoride. Or use fluoride in your toothpaste, if you lose fluoride in your toothpaste. But, I would definitely make sure you get a little balance of that. But I think bottled water is great. I like it because it's clean, it's easy to walk around with, it makes you want to drink it, but I wouldn't add fluoride to your water. Now, I know tap water has fluorinated water already in it, so if you cook with the tap water, or if you drink some of that, or, you know, mix some lemonade with it, you should be able to get fluoride out of that. Okay. Doctor, my baby is always hungry. He's 2.5 months old. Can I start cereal, or do I have to wait? Okay, when it comes to babies, I usually don't like starting the cereal or the rice cereal till 4 months. I just don't think their GI systems are ready for that. Babies are designed to be breastfed. And, sometimes you do have to increase the milk. Sometimes they may not feel like they're getting enough of the formula, and you may have to change different kind of formula. If you don't breastfeed anymore, that's harder. But usually, breastfed babies, they do well. And then when they're 4 months old, you could kind of start, doing a little bit of cereal with them, maybe putting cereal in their bottles if you kind of do half and half. But no, I'm not a huge fan of feeding children earlier than when their, gut is ready for that. You know, it's tough because these babies, they cry. You know, it's interesting. Before I had children, I think I was a horrible pediatrician because I remember reading in the textbooks, you only feed them an ounce to an ounce and a half when they're this age. You know, moms would be looking at me like, what are you talking about? The baby's hungry. Let me feed my baby. And I'm like, no, because you'll give them colic. You can't overfeed the baby, you'll give them colic. Because that's what we thought colic was caused by, overfeeding and burping, mom or dad falling asleep, and so the bottle having air in it, a baby sucking the air. And so we were like, you got to watch the feeds, you got to feed them an ounce, and you got to burp them, and then let them wait. And the parents were like, the baby's hungry. And then I had my kids, 1 ounce, they guzzled 1 ounce in less than a minute. I mean, my kids wanted to eat. And so, it's funny how we do things differently. I mean, being a mom has definitely made my approach with pediatrics so much different. I'm pro-vaccine. I recommend vaccines. But, now when I have a mother that comes in saying she's a little nervous about, giving vaccines to her kids, she wants some education on it, I don't give her the look like we used to give women who would come in to the pediatric clinic who didn't believe in vaccination. Now I can empathize a little bit. I can understand. It's kind of scary. My kid had a reaction to a vaccine. It scared me. As a mom, you get kind of scared. So, and like I said, I still promote vaccines. I still vaccinated my kids. But, you appreciate more when you've experienced it. Migraines. I mean, I remember, never having a migraine, and my sister having a migraine, and I called her a wussy. I didn't know what her problem was. And then all of a sudden, I got my first migraine after my second kid. And oh my gosh, I mean, it was like a knife twisting and twisting. Horrible. Migraines are horrible. I had no idea you all were suffering like that. That hurts. Migraines hurt. And not only hurt, you throw up, you can't see, you can't lift your head, you don't want to hear any sounds. How do you go to work? Amazing. I don't know how you all have been walking around with migraines, but now I'm with you guys, and that's rough. Okay. Dr. Dahlia, I heard alcohol actually lowers your blood pressure since it relaxes you. Is it true? No. Alcohol will raise your blood pressure, but you see, very interesting. Very interesting. I know what you're talking about. Okay. This is a good one. This is a good one. Okay. Not that the other emails are bad. I know what you're talking about. Okay. All right. I'll have patients that come in the next day and their blood pressure is through the roof. And they said, yeah, but I drank last night. Now, hours after you drink, you're still at risk for heart attack, you're still at risk for stroke because of the blood pressure spike. So even though the drinking was hours before, we see the blood pressure, right? I don't know of any studies, but I remember in medical school we were talking about how the blood pressure as you're drinking and relaxing and winding down from your day in some people goes down. All right, now, studies have proven that it always goes up. Blood pressure goes up with drinking, even the hour of drinking. I mean, you could be drinking right then and there and possibly be at risk for stroke. So, I mean, don't test this, but I wouldn't be surprised if a couple people have been shown to actually have that slight decrease, you know, of their blood pressure. But I got to tell you, I mean, time and time again, we see that blood pressure rise, and it is scary stuff. So no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I understand the concept of if I don't sleep, I could drink, and it helps me sleep. And I can understand the lack of sleep could cause high blood pressure, but we think the alcohol is way worse than the lack of sleep. And remember, alcohol doesn't give you a good night's sleep. Alcohol doesn't put you in that REM sleep. So it's pretty frustrating. You need to come up with more relaxing ways, like a turkey sandwich, some warm milk, a hot shower. You know, if you had a really, really bad day and you want to sit down and relax, you know, with a glass of wine, again, you got to make sure your blood pressure is fine. All right, interesting stuff. All right, doctor, when you cut your medicine in half, is it okay if it's not perfectly in half? It's cheaper if I buy my cholesterol medicine at a higher dose and cut it in half. Okay, you know what? It's interesting. I think a lot of medicines you could get away cutting in half. I think you do. And the reason why is some of these medicines, I mean, I wouldn't do it with heart medicines or medicines you have to be 100% exact. But a lot of times with your cholesterol medicine, it kind of builds up in your body. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicines sometimes kind of build up in your body. Depending, of course, on the medicine. It really depends on the medicine. Blood pressure medicine, I'd be careful. I'd be careful cutting your blood pressure medicine in half because you really need it to work. You need it to work. But, you know, a lot of times I'll have people that say, Dahlia, the Zocor 40 is the same price as the Zocor 20. Let me, you know, give me the 40, I'll crack it in half, and now I have 2 months worth. Let me do that, it's cheaper. That I think is okay. I think that's totally fine. Now, of course, an extended release type of medicine, no, you can't get away with that. But with your heart medications or certain medications where you have to be exact, no, I wouldn't recommend it. But honestly, you know, people need to find ways to, save money. I don't blame you. All right, Dr. Dahlia, a while back you had a caller whose husband would kiss the dog and then kiss her and the kids. Can you recap what you told her to do? Oh, yeah, I told her. I know. I remember that. Yeah, husband, daddy would come home. The dog would run up and kiss daddy first. After we kissed the dog, and kissed the wife and the kids, and the wife was having a cow. Absolutely no. You tell him to wash his mouth. You do not need dog saliva. Remember, dogs, my dogs, eat my cat's poop. My dogs go into the kitty box and eat the cat poop. There is no way I want any of that on my husband's mouth, on my kid's mouth. No, I told her to shove her husband's face into a sink, make him wash it off, but no, kiss it on. Now, he could kiss the dog afterwards if he wants, but no, not before he kisses you and the kids. Oh, that was hilarious. I remember that one. That was good. All right. Dr. Dahlia, I want FMLA for anxiety, and my doctor won't fill out the paperwork. He says I'm not allowed. Why doesn't anxiety qualify you for an FMLA? All right, so FMLA is your family medical leave. So you don't get fired from work if you have a chronic condition. You know what? I actually just filled out an FMLA today for a person with anxiety. I mean, it's not my top choice. I really think FMLA is out there, you know, to protect people who had a heart attack, you know, pregnancy, a hospitalization, taking care of a family member. But I know people are getting fired left and right, so they want us to write an FMLA, you know, and it's tough because, you know, as an employer, if I had somebody taking 2-3 days off a week because they had stress, I mean, I got to find somebody to man the post. I mean, but honestly, some doctors will write it. You can use anxiety for FMLA, you can. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and if I'm off air, you can still call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we will read your questions on air. You all be safe and have a great day.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. immune system. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.